offer you stories. Real stories to get you to think different so you can act different. Let's go. Testimony. Being a preacher's kid has never been easy. Not only do you get pressure from your parents, but once it's known you are a preacher's kid, everyone expects you to act a certain way. They assume you know everything about the Bible, won't ever do anything wrong, and will not associate with anything that ain't holy. Since the first day of kindergarten, DeMarco has had these expectations. Mrs. Monroe attended his church and shared this information with the whole class. Before everyone even got a chance to sit down, she placed her hands on DeMarco's shoulders and proudly said, "And this young man is my preacher's son. So you know he will be the perfect student, so follow his lead." In some ways, it's been good. Since no one expects DeMarco to do anything wrong, he can get away with a lot. Last week, while walking down the hall, he found a box of unopened ring pops. He knew they belonged to someone, but also knew he would love to have them for himself. So instead of turning them in, he emptied them into his backpack. As the day went on, it came out that Miss Johnson dropped the box when she came to school. They began a search to locate the candy. They started with all the kids considered troublemakers and worked their way down to everyone else. When it came time to question DeMarco, they skipped right over him, figuring he would never have taken something that didn't belong to him. And because of these expectations, DeMarco had different colored teeth from everyone else. But being a preacher's kid also could cause problems, like the one he created on Thursday. Maurice, who everyone called Big Mo, because he stood a foot above everybody else, teased DeMarco because he didn't do well on a test. Only this time, instead of just using his words, he called DeMarco a soft-ass punk and pushed the back of his head. DeMarco's dad is not one of those turn-the-other-cheek kind of preachers. In fact, he preached a whole sermon called Keeping It Real about how just because you serve Jesus doesn't mean you have to be a punching bag. DeMarco turned around and got right in Big Mo's face. Well, actually, it was more like the base of his neck, but still. "Don't ever put your hands on me," he barked. Big Mo pushed his index finger into the side of DeMarco's head. "Or what?" DeMarco knew he had to do something, but he did not get a chance. Two teachers ran up and instantly pulled Mo away while asking DeMarco, "Are you okay?" Kids ran to see what happened, and an anxious mob developed. They sent Mo to the office and DeMarco back to class. As soon as he walked in, his friend Patrick met him at the door. "What happened? I heard Mo slapped you." "He didn't slap me," DeMarco said irritatingly. "He pushed me in the back of my head while I wasn't looking. I'm gonna get that fool after school." Patrick stopped talking when the teacher walked up. And then he asked DeMarco, "Are you okay?" DeMarco did not respond. The teacher gave him two sympathy taps on the shoulder and walked away. Patrick saw the anger in DeMarco's eyes and did not say anything to him. When he saw his eyes soften, he asked him, "So what you gonna do?" "I'm gonna bust that fool in his mouth," DeMarco said. Patrick could not believe it. He had never seen him like this before. For the 2 years he had known him, he had always kept his cool, and seeing him like this surprised him. He was nothing like the boy who had been trying to talk him into giving Jesus a try. "Are you for reals?" Patrick asked. DeMarco did not say anything, but the look in his eyes answered the question. Patrick wanted to help him, but did not know what to do. There's no way he would get involved in anything physical, because it did not make sense for both of them to get beat up behind this. While they were supposed to be working, Patrick whispered, "What about the stuff you were telling me about Jesus last week?" DeMarco started to say something but stopped himself. Instead, he continued to stare forward with nothing on his mind but revenge. As soon as school ended, DeMarco did exactly like he said. He saw Mo standing down the hall, and DeMarco walked right up to Mo and punched him in the face. The punch caught Mo off guard and sent him to his knees, but it didn't last long, and he stood up and rushed DeMarco. The two of them tumbled to the ground. DeMarco heard people screaming all around them, but cared more about the fists, knees, and elbows being thrown at him. DeMarco fought back and prayed for someone to stop the fight, but obviously God did not care about stopping fights because no one intervened. DeMarco did okay at first, but by the time the three coaches came to break it up, Mo had taken control. DeMarco protected the front of his face with his arms, but several blows landed on his ears. DeMarco got suspended, and several teachers were very disappointed in him, but he did not really have any regrets until he spoke to his dad on the way home. "Do you think people will look at you any differently after today?" his father asked calmly. "Huh?" DeMarco questioned. "When people see you, are they going to see a man of God or a boy who hit somebody in the face?" DeMarco wanted to say something, but did not like what he would say, so he lowered his head and fumbled around with his fingers. "I can answer it for you. People will definitely look at you different, especially when they think about what it means to follow Jesus." DeMarco had not thought about it in this way. Maybe you thought about it a little when talking to Patrick, but not really. "I know you didn't ask for it, but it is what it is. The way you act can either lead a person to God or send them the other way. Which way do you think you're sending them after today?" Thank you for listening. Please meet us on social media to talk about it, discuss it with some other people, then do what's got to be done. Peace.